The sound of a booming marching band is the soundtrack that ushers in any new school year. It's the sound of fall and of high school football. But as Brian Grimmett of the Kansas News Service reports, the coronavirus has thrown all of that into limbo.
Block A, fix, ready, and.
From afar, band camp at Valley Center High School looks pretty normal. Lines of students with instruments marched up and down the field, while nearby, the color guard practiced throwing flags into the air.
Yeah, drive the heel, keep pushing with that back foot.
But get a little closer, and you'll notice some of the details are different this year. It's a much smaller group than normal. The whole band won't ever play together. Trumpets, saxophones, and clarinets cover their horns with nylons, and for the most part, when the horns go down, the masks come up.
Take a seat. Have your mask on.
That's Valley Center band director Jan Verboom. At the end of a morning session with brass players, he gives a little pep talk, one with a very coronavirus-centric message.
I don't want you to ask yourselves, well, what's the point? You know, we really don't have any kind of season coming up. We don't know that yet.
He says making sure the students stay motivated has become one of his main jobs. That's because this school, about 20 minutes north of Wichita, has already lost a lot. The band was supposed to perform at the National Memorial Day Parade in Washington, D.C. in May, but that was canceled. Annual state marching band competitions have also been canceled. And while football is still on, there's no guarantee that won't change, seeing how one Kansas school district has already canceled all fall activities, including marching band.
It's hard to prepare for it when you just don't know what that may entail.
Miranda Wilson is the band director at East High School in Wichita. 2 weeks before her camp was scheduled to start, she made the difficult decision to move it online.
I know that my students overwhelmingly wanted to do band camp. And it was a very difficult decision to make. But when I thought about what that would look like in this, you know, time of such high risk in our community, it just wouldn't be a traditional band camp.
Whatever the fall ends up looking like, she says she'll do everything she can to make sure band students get some experience performing music together, even if that's in groups of 10 to 15 on the front lawn of the school.
Because it's such an important part of their high school experience. And they're, you know, they, for a lot of our kids, that's the one really great thing about school.
Back at Valley Center, senior drum major Tegan Horning says with all of the craziness of the past several months, the sadness of canceled events is lessened by the joys of being together at camp.
I've been trying not to really dwell on it and just look forward to what new opportunities we can have and what new experiences we can have.
Verboom says he almost canceled band camp on several occasions. He knew gathering a bunch of teenagers to blow into instruments when an infectious and dangerous respiratory illness is spreading out of control could be dicey. Ultimately, he felt following guidelines for temperature checks, masks, and distancing were enough.
I got to be honest with you. I mean, there's days I walk in here and you wonder as a teacher if you're doing the right thing because we want to keep the kids safe.
Band camp is different in other big ways, too. Instead of preparing a marching program, the drumline and pit instruments were practicing Christmas music, looking ahead to a possible winter performance. Verboom says, with or without competitions, halftime shows, and parades, he wants the students to appreciate playing music for the sake of playing music.
I'm just amazed at their attitudes. I mean, they're showing a lot of heart right now. I almost get teary-eyed thinking about it. But no, it's just a great group of kids. And that's what we're here for.
For the Kansas News Service, I'm Brian Grimmett in Valley Center.
The Kansas News Service is a collaboration of KCUR, KMUW, Kansas Public Radio, and High Plains Public Radio. It reports on health, the many factors that influence it, and their connection to public policy.